Now, as we turn our attention to the mighty cosmic presence known to us as the mighty Elohim Arcturus, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and pour forth through us to him the mightiest love of eternity, and help him in every way possible to enable the unfed flame in the heart to become one with the sevenfold flame in the forehead and be clothed with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and their invincible violet flame control of all manifestation everywhere we abide, everywhere to which we direct our attention. And we thank you. Beloved of the light, tonight I hope I may bring to your attention a great power of life, which it is your privilege to use and it is our privilege to give. And that is the power of the illumining peace from the great, great silence. And if you will understand that that is the sacred fire purifying love from the great central sun that compels the feeling of life to be purified and stilled, so that only the illumining presence of the mighty I Am and the ascended host can use the outer activities of life to reveal the divine plan fulfilled. You have the illumining silence, the illumining power, the illumining wisdom. But I assure you, when you understand what peace the great central sun can bestow upon you by your acceptance and calling forth and using the illumining power of the peace of the seven mighty Elohim, you will scarcely recognize yourselves after a short time using this, because as its sacred fire love from the great central sun and the energy from its great activity of silence comes into your life and into your mental and feeling world, it is that activity of the sacred fire that stills turmoil, consumes the shadows of wrong concepts, compels the purification of the feeling world of life everywhere. And just as light comes into this room and illumines it and reveals what is within it, and the darkness ceases to be when the light appears, just so does turmoil and confusion and misunderstanding and human creation cease to be when you call forth the great central sun's illumining peace of the seven mighty Elohim's control of all manifestation. This is the way we purify and bring into divine order the substance and the energy and the consciousness of life in this world and in mankind, to hold balance. And when we have that balance established, purity and harmony maintained, then we begin the process of building new manifestation more powerful than any that has gone before, and that which forever fills the infinite universe with happiness and more love of the mighty I Am Presence. All these qualities that we have brought to your attention and asked you to use are for the sole purpose, when you use them in dynamic action here, to release through the outer self the expanding sacred fire love from the heart of your higher mental bodies, and let that go into outer action and reveal its greater perfection. The higher mental body is constantly pouring into the outer self the great flame of love from the heart of the electronic presence within the causal body. And that great presence is ever drawing the same greater activity of sacred fire love from the great central sun through the physical sun and into the outer self of the individual. Therefore, when you begin to learn the power of illumining peace, as you understand that as a sun presence of the sacred fire, you will know what has been given to you in the use of that phrase, in the name of the beloved mighty I Am Presence. Peace be still. The great divine activities of life are always at peace, for they are within the great love of the life from the great central sun. Therefore, when you call that sacred fire illumining power within yourselves, all the sacred fires illumining power, to command human creation to be still until it is dissolved and consumed and all energy and substance purified, you will begin to understand what it means to use cosmic power in this physical world in action through yourselves to control conditions around you. And I assure you, the hordes of evil that produce only chaos will never give you peace. And if you serve them, peace will not be in your world. Mankind calls for peace, but does not know that the sacred fire must come through all conditions of chaos and destruction and filth and burn them out of the universe, that purity may hold balance and allow the great builders of the universe, the seven mighty Elohim, to set all things into divine order, to release what is necessary to produce perfect manifestation that carries only love to life, only beauty, only perfection, and knows not that is a failure or limitation. Limitation cannot cease until invincible purity is established. Constructive ideas cannot come through the intellect if there is impurity in the feeling or in the intellect. Through a soiled garment, the light does not shine. Therefore, peace, the sacred fire peace, of the great illumining love from the great central sun, must be drawn by conscious command into the life of this world, and the violet consuming flames, purifying love, brings that peace that frees life from discord. And if I were you, I would often, when you become aware of discord in conditions around you, go by yourself for just a moment and call to the seven mighty Elohim and all the cosmic beings in the great, great silence to blaze the purifying, freeing love of the violet consuming flames, control of all manifestation, and let the sacred fire go forth and command peace. Be still. You have not been told so far, and you have not yet been aware that there is a voice in the silence, a voice in the sacred fire, because it is the conscious intelligence from the great central sun, the mighty I Am presence of ascended master consciousness and directing intelligence. And that can be so charged into the atmosphere of Earth that everything that lives is forced to hear it. And when that great word goes forth and sounds to life in this world, there is no such thing as opposition longer. There is no such thing as impurity allowed to remain. Just as your physical fire completely consumes a piece of paper and can be so intensified that it makes that become invisible completely, returns it to the interaction of life, returns it to the invisible, purified. So can these commands of the seven mighty Elohim that release into the atmosphere of Earth the great central suns, purifying peace and the purifying powers of the violet consuming flames command to life. My dear ones, everything in the universe produces sound. Everything in the universe feels to some extent. Everything in the universe is alive. Therefore, there is no place where life is not. There is no place where consciousness is not. There is no place where energy is not. So when you want peace within yourselves, with all the love at your command, demand by the love of your mighty I Am presence and your call to us to fill the outer self of you and the world around you with the great sacred fire, illumining power of love's eternal peace. Charge yourselves with this. Charge the world around you with it. Give it to all that lives and ask that the illumining consciousness of the peace of the seven mighty Elohim blaze its sacred fire through all life and put an end to mankind's discord. If you make this call, the sevenfold violet consuming flame, which the seven mighty Elohim direct, can blaze into the atmosphere of earth or wherever you call it forth and to be set into action until its work of purification is complete. You have been given the most amazing instruction of all the centuries past. You have been given a scepter of power. You have been given an explanation of life that should make it so self-evident to you and all you contact that this great law of life and these great beings in the universe will come to you, abide with you, give you what they have to help you redeem the earth and all upon it, purify it and return it to its pristine purity of the love from the heart of creation, and you will find peace, the illumining peace of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, can blaze its sun presence, and nothing in this world can stand before its onrushing power from the great central sun. And that is what the mighty Saint Germain meant when he gave you that command, I am the peace commanding presence. And if you will issue that command many times when things disturb you and call the great central sun's illumining peace of the love of the seven mighty Elohim to come into you and compel peace where struggle and problems and turmoil seem to be, you will find the disturbing conditions prevented so far as you're concerned. What might be going on in the rest of the world will not then disturb you or your world. So it is a very practical way to life, to live life. And I do hope you will learn to live life as soon as possible, as harmoniously as we do. And when you do, we will not be very far away when you call. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? We have a reason for bringing this to you tonight, because if you will do this, you will find a steadying power coming into yourselves, your world around you, and your outer activities. We want you to do it because we want to give you first this protecting power of our love. And then, as you continue to send this command forth into all life in the world, the rest of mankind will awaken and begin to comprehend and hear the word Elohim and begin to reach up and let the light come in to stem the tide of destruction and chaos. The peace for which mankind calls does not come from human ideas. It can only come from the realms above this world. And that peace comes from the great, great silence, which is the great central sun. And the seven mighty Elohim are the cosmic beings who concentrate that sacred fire to a definite place, allow it to become manifest and sustained in its ever-expanding, purifying love and peace to life. So all of you may become the peace-commanding presence as you use this call. And I plead with you, as you remember this and call it into outer chaotic conditions, it will keep you protected, but it will also continue to go forth, consume all evil, and weaken by sinister force day after day. Now, if you will charge the mental and feeling world of everything that lives with the great central sun's illumining, purifying love and peace of the seven mighty Elohim's control of all manifestation, the authority of the seven mighty Elohim through every human being then becomes the control of outer physical action. And you cannot shut off violence. You cannot shut off savagery. You cannot shut off desecration until the sacred fire from the heart of creation is allowed to sweep through and burn out of the feeling, the desire to destroy that which has manifested in this world. Could you watch the emotional bodies of the people of earth as we do? Could you see that from the inner level and see in the mental world what mankind has created? You would understand how it is possible for the beings that have the unfed flame of God's heart in the heart of the physical body, could you see what has been created by the misuse of life's energy and substance? You would know how necessary it is to force the purification of the feeling of life everywhere and take out of it everything that is of human animal qualities and compel the peace from the heart of creation to blaze its sacred fire through the energy of the feeling world and compel obedience to the divine law. Could you see how mankind's disturbed feelings disturb the atmosphere of Earth? You would never again become discordant under any condition. And if you want peace in and around yourselves, you call to your beloved I Am Presence first, and to the seven mighty Elohim for their sevenfold flame to come into you, and that flame of their life's love command peace in you. Many times you try to do these things yourselves by outer physical effort. Sometimes you accomplish it, but it is scarcely ever permanent. But when you ask your beloved I Am Presence and the seven mighty Elohim to fill you with their commanding flame of eternal purifying peace to come in and around you, and that flame commands the evil on your disturbing habits, your problems, your struggle, your mistakes of the past, your limitations must break and give way. This is a mighty scepter of power from the heart of creation. And I hope with everything I am and have that every human being under this radiation will take this call and go forth and send that peace-commanding flame of the seven mighty Elohim into action in the world around you with such force nothing in existence can oppose it. And if you don't do it, the hordes of evil that unfortunately are yet within your borders will give you plenty to handle. If you will do this ahead of time, with power enough, the third episode of Washington's vision can be avoided. If it does not go forth into the mental and feeling world of life, and I mean all life, I mean animal life as well as human beings, and unless the command goes forth, the commanding flame of the seven mighty Elohim, that commands the purifying, illumining peace of the sacred fire control of life, unless it goes forth, the control is not there. So, blessed ones, regardless of what any human being does, stand like steel, absolutely immovable within the sevenfold flame of the illumining power and all-controlling presence of the peace of the seven mighty Elohim, and ask the seven mighty Elohim to speak within you their command of peace to your world, and assist your beloved I Am Presence to come through as you hold the outer self and its surrounding atmosphere in divine order and perfect balance. You will never have cause to regret it. You will have energy to use that you have never yet experienced. And you will find the seven mighty Elohim very tangible, all-powerful, victorious friends, not only to assist you, but to blaze their own life and love within you to command your freedom. So, blessed ones, when you use that phrase now, by the love and the authority of my beloved I Am presence, I'm the invincible will and commanding presence of the seven mighty Elohim, whose flame within me I demand speak forth. Peace be still to everything that is of human disturbance. And you will find, like a breath, things around you will be stilled until mankind receives the illumination and the strength to do that which is right. Now, one other thought. From the power of the great, great silence flows constantly whatever you call forth by conscious command and by the love which you send to the great, great silence. And when forces are vicious, do not hesitate to go by yourself and call the blue lightning power of the seven mighty Elohim to blaze their commanding peace into the consciousness of anything that is disturbing, and command that life to be still and obey the law of the seven mighty Elohim. Ask for this flame to come within you. Ask for that flame to issue the command, and it will help to clear the outer self and let your beloved I Am presence blaze forth its sacred fire and eternal power of control. And as it controls you from within, this flame you send forth will control the conditions around you until your beloved I Am presence can accomplish what it desires to do in the fulfillment of the divine plan that sets you free. If people would only acknowledge these powers of the sacred fire and demand the flame of perfection of each power come into the body and fill everything in the feeling world with its commanding presence, and let the mighty I Am presence have its own way through the outer self, you would never make a mistake. You would never have a regret. You could not have problems. So I offer this to you tonight, that through your commands that will go forth into the ethers, the call to the seven mighty Elohim, and that will spread through the mental and feeling world the consciousness of all life until all awaken to the reality of the mighty I Am presence and the seven mighty Elohim, and once again cooperate with that activity of life which sets them free. All individuals in this world, there has been a very definite activity of the sinister force to try to stamp out of the memory of life the word Elohim. And if mankind would awaken and reach up and use it, the sinister force could not exist. We are ready to consume that, and free individuals, when they are through doing as they please in the outer world and giving to God just the fragment of what's left over after everybody has done everything he or she wants to. The great presence of life, the mighty I Am, I'm the ascended host, the seven mighty Elohim, that have given and given and given all in manifestation in this world. And draw forth the greatest gifts of eternity from the great central sun, should at least at this time be remembered. And the word Elohim be made alive in the consciousness of mankind until it is understood and human desire is once and for eternity blasted from life in the universe. So, blessed ones, we have opened wide a door to you tonight, but we cannot reach up for you. We can but give it, we can but explain it, we can but stand ready to release it, but you of your own free will must reach up and make the call. And when you ask, you shall receive. When you call, you shall be answered. When you seek, you shall find. When you knock, it shall be opened unto you. And I plead with you, seek no farther. In the conditions and chaos of the outer world that do not serve the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, seek above with the same intensity that you have sought the gratification of your own human desires. And when you seek there, there comes to you for eternity the blessings of the infinite universe around you. And the seven mighty Elohim are the dispensers of those blessings to the people of earth. For the flame of the seven mighty Elohim within the forehead, the brain structure, is ever in connection with your own life stream. It is ever the guarding focus of the powers of the intellect to guard the heart flame and hold the peace until the mighty I Am presence expands that heart flame and takes its dominion through the outer self and reveals its mastery over manifestation under the fullness of the ascension. It is ever ready to set you free, and so are we. And the illumining, purifying peace, and all-commanding flame of the seven mighty Elohim will bless you beyond words to describe if you will reach up and use it and bring here the remembrance of that mighty power to set life free, which mankind had in the beginning, and which has been covered over and hidden, and now must be revealed, and let its illumining sacred fire presence go forth in the consciousness of mankind and set all free from the distress of human experience. And now, as you remember this tonight, as you experiment with it, your joy will know no bounds, and you may be just as joyous as you choose, for our joy is ready to come to you, is eternal, and is the protecting radiance around your own emotional bodies until you let that flame within speak its command to life. And you will find human creation can no longer touch you or your world. Go forward and take your freedom from tonight. And thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved mighty Arcturus, great being of love which thou art, thank you for eternity for this night. And may the command you issued so long ago flood forth over America tonight, and the light of a thousand suns, if need be, enter into our country and compel everything that is of evil by thy all-commanding presence to be forever removed from the universe. And may your great command, peace, be still. Wipe out of the universe that which dishonors God. We thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring. All the great central suns, illumining flame of the seven mighty Elohim, commanding presence of peace, to send forth its love to life everywhere and compel peace made manifest for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with this same mighty flame and command peace to everybody and everything under this radiation and to all we contact wherever we abide, now and for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Arcturus, and to the seven mighty Elohim tonight. We send our deepest love and gratitude and ask our mighty I Am Presence to keep the outer self reminded to call this into action, and that the word Elohim may live again in the consciousness of life in this world and command from within the expanding love and eternal purity that bring peace to life for eternity. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us with the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into his distress, the great Elohim commanding flame of all controlling peace, blaze its sacred fire in cosmic action and compel everything else to cease to be forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence, the blessed mighty Arcturus and all of the seven mighty Elohim, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of their heart's flame to this earth, let that flame speak to everything that lives the command of the seven mighty Elohim till peace has consumed everything else from the universe forever. And we thank thee.